Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Watch the green bass tumble. Feel this planet crumble.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, here we go. Your dial is set correctly, too. USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Daniel is engineering. He engineers on Mondays. And Jason engineers the rest of the week. Thank you for being with us, Daniel, and taking such good care of us. You know, I was talking to Dr. Sergei Shealy-Soren, and he sends his blessings. He is trying to manage and juggle the emergency room, the clinic, and USA Prepares, and his family all at the same time. So if he can manage to spend a little bit of time with us on Mondays, maybe that'd be great. So I just want to let you know he sends his blessings. And if you want to participate in a discount, the same one that I get at normshealy.com, the website for vitamins, minerals, and supplements, you can take advantage of that. It's USAprepares15. That is the code for online website ordering for vitamins, minerals, and supplements. And I think they're great. And this is not a commercial. This is an endorsement. I take them. I love Dr. Shealy and Dr. Sergei Shealy-Soren. I mean, they're very dear friends and best friends. And so that's the same discount I get. And let's see. Oh, Frank, you might find this fascinating. I got a call last night from a very well-known, very respected gentleman from the West Coast. And we talked for well over an hour. And we're talking about, you know, radio and what's happening in radio. And he happened to tune in to USA Prepares. A gentleman, Mark Lawrence, from upstate New York, contacted him and said, you ought to tune in to these guys and gals on USA Prepares. So he tuned in, and he likes us. He really likes us. Well, we're unique. We're unique in the world of radio. And this gentleman happens to own a radio network with radio stations attached to the radio network. And I invited him to come on the air with me. And, you know, he does not do interviews. He just doesn't do it. But he is willing to come on the air with us. How about that? And, oh, you want to know who his name is? Jeff Rentz. Jeff Rentz. He is absolutely brilliant. Wow. So, you know, I've talked to him several times, several, meaning three times in my life, and last night was the longest, and he really likes what we're doing. What this means, we'll have to see what this means. But we may end up doing some broadcasting on his network, meaning, you know, talk about preparedness, and he may end up, you know, doing some interviews with us. So, and it might even go farther. So we don't know. We don't know. Mm-hmm. But management, you know, will have to be involved on all sides. And so I'm excited about it. No promises, but I really, really respect Jeff Rentz. And, you know, there are a lot of people on the radio who, let's say their careers don't exactly line up with their experience profiles, you know, the piece of paper that says, you know, what they did. You know, I guess some of them have invented anti-gravity and we're still waiting for it.
Well, so, I'm kind of laughing.
What I'm saying is, you know, some people embellish their careers and experience profiles. That's what I'm saying.
Well, when you say unique, I finally then had the guts to listen to our own class on Monday. I've always kind of been a little afraid. Like, I'm an ordinary guy up here in the north. Yes, I know how to repair appliances, but I am no radio talk show person. And unique, the word unique is right. When I finished, and I think, you know, that was quite a lot of good information. And, of course, you kind of know how to blend me in, and you do such a perfect job of taking sometimes my broken English and really putting it down to a very understandable thing. So I thank you for that. But it is unique, for sure. And that's all your classes.
Yeah, yeah. I got an email from a couple, and they were telling me that they were concerned about my integrity. And they said, you know, you ought to check your sources before you say something. And of course, class, I do. And so, we all do. And I happened to mention with Bert that there's a guy who has a mega church, and there was a flood in Texas, and he, you know, he didn't want the riffraff coming in and getting his new carpeting wet. And he's a multimillionaire. He's one of these TV preachers. And I mentioned that. Joel Olstein is his name.
Mm-hmm.
And so my integrity was called into question over the weekend. So I sent the couple an NBC News article that said exactly what I said. So I don't go off half-cocked. I really don't, class.
Mm-hmm.
So... And then what happened was, I think it's possible that, you know, I came out and railed against Joel Olstein for not helping people, the victims of the flood. They had no place to go. They were soaking wet, and they just wanted to come in, out of the flooding. And he wouldn't let them in. And with this mega church, I mean a mega, mega, mega church. And so I thought that was... I thought that was inexcusable. And I railed against him on the radio. And maybe part of the reason that he reconsidered letting some of these flood victims in is because he got beat up, you know, in the media for taking donations, doing God's work, but saying, hey, y'all, I don't know about y'all because y'all soak them wet. You know, don't you be dripping on the new carpeting. Jeez. So, Frank, we can talk about appliances, you know, how to buy used ones. We can talk about tools. But I have one thing I would like to share.
Yes, you sent me a text message about. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. So there was this family, I believe it was New York City, and they had a young child sleeping, I assume, in a crib near a steam radiator, and the steam radiator broke and steam came out. So, class, you know that water boils at 212 degrees Fahrenheit. You know the body temperature is 98.6 when it's running normally. And you can, you know, get third-degree burns from steam. Well, if water boils at 212 degrees and you pressurize it, it will boil at even higher and higher and higher temperatures. And the fact of the matter is that steam wins, okay? And radiators are typically cast iron, and one of them let go. They say it exploded. Well, I don't know about explosions, but I do know that it's possible for them to crack and spew out steam, like a steam kettle. Now, if you've ever gotten near a steam kettle, you know how hot steam is. Well, this is hotter than that. So, steam has gotten a very bad reputation, but I can tell you it's really powerful. It's so powerful that you can take a John Deere latest model tractor, 100 horsepower tractor, and hook it up to a chain, and hook it the other end of the chain, a real heavy chain, to a 20 horsepower steam tractor, 20 horsepower versus 100 horsepower John Deere. And initially, when these guys are in a tug of war on dirt, the John Deere will start pulling the steam tractor backwards. But once the steam tractor starts turning the wheels, it drags the John Deere backwards. So steam is really, really, really powerful. It's so powerful, it can pull a train. And you all know that, right? Steam locomotives. Well, that's the same exact steam we're talking about. So, Frank, would you like to discuss, you know, what your thoughts are on steam and how this could have happened? Or do you want me to discuss it and you want to react? How would you like to discuss it? Because I want our class to understand it's dangerous.
My knowledge of steam is fairly limited, so I don't know which is yours, but obviously there's a whole bunch of controls in the Steam system for that simple reason, that it is, now, one, from my perspective as a heating contractor, okay, if everything works absolutely properly, they're not dangerous, okay, other than the fact that there's a lot of controls. And it goes back to the maintenance things. If you don't take care, and that goes for anything, of a product, then something could happen. So because there are quite a number of relief valves, quite a number of pressure systems that will see a steam for the class, just so we don't go into great details, it's very much like a boiling kettle, but it's the steam, like you said, you hold it to about 2 pounds of pressure, like there's a valve in there to make it go a little bit higher than 2 to 12 degrees Fahrenheit, and once that bit of extra heat is looked at by this regulator, it simply sends steam up through the whole system. Now, I don't do much of them because I basically concentrate on residential. Steam works absolutely perfect in big, tall buildings. That's where they shine. I believe the and because I've never really done that kind of a big building, I haven't really come across much of it. But I can probably think what is happening is in the apartment building, which they use quite a bit, someone did not kept up with the radiator set up, because there are safety valves in the radiators and things like that, and that's where it kind of did its little trick. I'm surprised it was just that one specific radiator that blew up, and I'm surprised it happened at the radiator and not down by the boiler.
Well, here's the interesting thing about class about steam. It's just as Frank said. It's like a kettle on the stove that generates water is boiling, literally boiling, not just hot. It's literally boiling, and the steam rises because it's lighter than the water, so it rises up, and it's got no place to go except out. So it goes up through some plumbing. Now the plumbing is arranged in such a way that there is a supply pipe. Sometimes there's one pipe, sometimes there's two. The steam can rise up from, let's say, the basement boiler through iron pipe to the radiator. And then the radiator is heated by the steam. And when the radiator is heated by the steam, the radiator releases the heat to the air around it, and the steam condenses back to water droplets. And the water droplets fall from the top of the radiator. Now, I'm talking about cast iron radiators. Now, you've seen these old-fashioned radiators. Drip, 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 drip down. The same pipe, in many cases, that it went up. And it travels all the way back down to the boiler. So steam is water that's used over and over and over and over again. But some of it escapes through some of the valving to let the pressure be released so you don't have one of these explosions. Well, if you use hard water and the elements, calcium in the water, minerals, clog up the valve, it can plug up the system. And a small amount of calcium, like a tablespoon, could probably easily clog one of these relief valves, and the whole thing becomes a potential for an explosion, pressurized cracking, and steam comes out because the boiler doesn't shut down.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNhemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Frank Pacheco's with us. He's in Canada. And he is an appliance technician. He installs gas systems, he installs generators, he installs heating systems, ventilation, air conditioning systems, services them. He's got about four decades under his belt, so he's quite the expert. And we're talking about this baby who was burned to death in New York City. So in an apartment building in New York City because... the article in the media says that the steam radiator exploded, and we're talking about steam, and it's really serious. My grandfather had a house, grandmother and grandfather, my mother's parents, had a house that was heated with steam, and originally it was heated with coal. And back in the 1950s, I remember the coal bin, I remember the coal delivery truck, I remember the coal coming down the chute and into the basement. And $7 for a truckload of coal. And my grandfather would shovel the coal into the furnace. And he had to determine how much coal he needed. He had to figure out, you know, what the weather was going to be like. It was going to be really cold because once you shovel that coal in, I mean, you can turn down the air, reduce the amount of heat that the coal burns and produces. But you don't want to create so much heat that, what do you do with all the heat? You open up the windows in the winter. That's how you regulate it. So, or one of the ways of regulating it. So, the thing about steam heat is it used to be wood, then it was coal, and then it was improved to gas, and natural gas. Now, natural gas, you can shut off the gas and stop the boiling, you know, within a few minutes. With coal, you can't shut it off because you've got that massive bed of coal, you know, glowing red hot. So even though you want to shut it down immediately, you cannot. So you have to pay attention. These systems have to be maintained. They have to be inspected. They have to be cared for. And so the question is, How did it happen? I think we're discussing how this thing could have happened. Greg's on the line, and he wanted to weigh in. Welcome, Greg.
This is actually Brett.
Oh, well, hey, Brett. Well, here's what, I was a little confused because I'm looking at the call screen, and it says Greg in New York. Now, I know there's a Greg in Utah, and I know there's a Brett in New York. welcome, Brett.
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, Frank, how's it going?
Okay.
I was a heating technician for like 35, 40 years. Well, I've been in a few different businesses, but been a while with steam, but there's a low water cutoff. And there are a lot of safety features, like you said. The low water cutoff has a blow-off valve on the bottom of it. It's supposed to be blown off like once a month. And like Vince mentioned in an earlier 5-minute university, just like a hot water heater, once a month you're supposed to take like a gallon of water out of the hot water heater to get the sediment out. Well, it's the same thing with a low water cutoff. And if you build up sediment in the bottom, which I've seen before, and the New York City boilers are like bigger, as big as like an F-350 van. I've installed them piece by piece. I've taken them apart piece by piece down in Brooklyn and Bayonne and Jersey City. And in any case, that float in there, if there's sediment that builds up at the bottom of the blow-off valve, it builds up and it holds that float in place, and it won't sense the true level of the water in the boiler. And that's the critical part. So somebody probably wasn't maintaining this boiler. It's possible, you know, steam or water or force will find the weakest point in the system. And evidently that valve on the side of the radiator was the weakest point in the system. But somehow, some way, that low water cutoff didn't cut off, and it kept putting water in the boiler, and it kept firing the boiler, probably, and it just kept creating more steam.
Brett, can you react to what I said about coal and how it's hard to shut that?
Oh, yeah, I have a friend that he passed, but he was burning coal, and he says, boy, once you get that stuff lit, it loves to burn. And, yes, coal, and like you said, the temperature of the day has to be, you know, I don't know how your grandfather did it. He must have felt it in his bones or something, because you're talking a lot of years ago. They didn't have weather reports, you know, not that they're accurate anyway. But you had to predict the temperature in order to put the right amount of coal in, or, like you said, you're opening the windows to regulate.
That's right, right. And, you know, my grandparents would say it's a big county to heat. What they meant is don't put more coal in than you need. Brett, thank you so much.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in, and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. The 2024 presidential campaign is shifting to South Carolina.
The primary is next month, Saturday, February 24th.
The people in New Hampshire were really good to us, but let me tell you, when we got off the plane, it's a great day in South Carolina!
Nikki Haley telling Fox News, regardless if she wins her home state or not, she plans on continuing through the primary process. She tells America's Newsroom,
only two states have voted. We have 48 states left. You can't go and discount all of those voters who want to vote in this election.
Former President Trump's attorneys indeed will be making a motion to dismiss election interference charges brought against him in Georgia. His lawyers cite an alleged improper romantic relationship between Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis and special prosecutor in the case, Nathan Wade. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each three-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Watch it.
I know there's something happening.
It's going to be sliding.
What are today's hot...
What? Today I've got your...
Take my...
When you go...
Easy,
for
2 seconds...
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Frank Pacheco's with us in Canada, USA Prepares instructor. And, Frank, I have a 30-second, 5-minute university lesson. So I bought some blue jeans, and actually they're black, and bought them years ago, and just put them in one of those plastic totes. And I thought, you know, they're on sale. I'll get them now. They can't go down in price, and I don't know if they'll ever have them in my size again. So, you know, I bought several pairs, and I put one of them in the plastic tote, and I wore the other ones, you know. So for years, I've been wearing the same blue jeans, washing them in the washing, you know, agitator washing machine, top load, and everything's great. So I decided, well, you know what? I think I'll break out that new pair that I have on, you know, in storage. Took them, put them in the washing machine, washed them, because I always wash the clothes before I wear them, because of the, you know, the manufacturers put insecticide on the cloth, to, so the bugs don't eat holes, you know, in your while the clothing is on the ship coming from Asia, right? So even American branded jeans, you know, like you see Asian countries. Well, so I put them on, and my foot went through the pant leg, and I went to put my credit cards in my pocket, the back pocket. My hand went through the back pocket, and these things shredded. And this sounds like an exaggeration. It is not. They shredded. And so I called up Wrangler, and these happen to be Rustler brand, which is a lower level brand that I wear around the farm. Mrs. Finelli thinks they fit me better, so I have these. I like Wrangler better, but so I have this Rustler brand. And so I called Wrangler Rustler, and I said, "So what's up?" And they said, "Oh, how long have you had them?" I said, "Over a year." Oh, that's the problem. See, they only have a one year shelf life. Now think about that, class. Blue jeans have a one-year shelf life. Sounds like I'm kidding, right? I'm not kidding. This is for real. So the point is, if you're going to buy blue jeans and you want to, you know, store them for later use, wash them. Wash them when you get them, and then fold them, dry them, of course, fold them up and put them away. But don't put them away with the tag and the label and all that on there. Wash them. Or they're going to shred. They told me, oh, yeah, right, yep, right. That's what they do. 1 year shelf life, blue jeans. Who would have thought that, right?
I'm laughing because a number of things. Teenagers like that. You had a teenager around in that area, gave them the blue jeans. They ripped jeans. They find it perfect. Yeah. Maybe you wanted to be a teenager. I also laugh at the fact that Mrs. Finale likes you and James, my wife, Mrs. Pacheco, every time I work for her. I don't care much for them. I'm an overall guy. I wear my overalls all over the place, but so she comments on how nice they look on me. But more than that, imagine Bert, he's a student. With that many experience, it was so nice hearing from them. That's the kind of students class that we have out there. And I mean, I was a student, and, you know, between you and I, it takes quite a bit of, I guess, guts or to call in to yourself. However, when you answer the phone and you talk to them, you feel like I'm talking to you. I don't know how many people are listening to me. And what I want to say with all this, class and students, if we're ever discussing a point and you have something to add to it, don't be afraid to call in. Isn't that right, Vince? Hello?
Absolutely. 866-582-9933.
866-582-9933. Yeah, what the gentleman said, obviously he's done a lot of boilers, and he kind of almost, I think he hit the problem on the head. But anyway, do you want to talk about how to buy second-hand appliances and things like that for our classes in general?
Absolutely. Frank, I was in the automotive shop yesterday, our automotive shop here at the Forum, and I was thinking about you, and you said something really brilliant, you'd have to understand how compressors work. But this had to do with buying a refrigerator, a freezer, a refrigerator freezer, an air conditioner, and a dehumidifier. So you'd have to, maybe even an air compressor. So, and you talked about finding out if the compressor is worn out by unplugging it and then plugging it in. Could you explain that? Because that's absolutely brilliant, and it's something that most people would not even think about.
Well, we might as well start there. If you do need a second-hand appliance, and if you're in the market for a fridge, one of the first things that I would recommend is we've talked so much about different brands and how some brands are better than the others. So therefore, a brand name is important if you're getting a second-hand appliance, because the truth of the matter is, once you've paid your money and you take it home, and you put it on and it doesn't work, there's not really much recourse. I mean, obviously, you can call back and, well, you know, so on and so forth. But a fridge, there is a very important component that it could cost you a lot of money to repair and sometimes not even worth repairing, and that is the compressor. Now, compressor obviously compresses air, but in our case, it compresses refrigerant from what we call the low side to the high side. And there's a lot of theory, but our students don't need to know any of that. What they need to know is, when they go and buy a fridge and they've decided that it's the right fridge and so on and so forth. Now, the problem is, when someone is selling you something, it's usually in the garage. They've bought something else and it's there and they want to sell it. And it's always, when I used to be in the second-hand appliance repairs, and people sometimes would actually call me, do you want to buy an old fridge that I have? And a beautiful question, but you have to understand that the way I'm going to say this, Vince, do you want to buy a second-hand fridge? And the question that I ask, why are you selling it now? And they'd say, well, we bought new appliances. Here's a little trick. I say, oh, what kind of stove did you buy? Even though they want to sell me a fridge, I want to see, like, I just kind of put them offline a bit. Like, if they bought new appliances, then what kind of stove did you buy? Just so that they're not pulling my leg, eh? You know what I mean?
You know, that's brilliant. That's Columbo. That is Lieutenant Columbo right there. Well done.
That's a Columbo. What? So did you really buy new appliances? Or do you really want to get rid of this fridge? See, the thing is, how can I say it to our students? You go into a customer's house and you look at an appliance and you say, you know, there's not that much life in this baby because of this and this and that and that, unless you're willing to spend this amount of money. And obviously some people say, well, okay, it's not going to be worth repairing. Okay, let me start looking for another appliances. And they put it in the garage and say, maybe I can get a few $100 for this one. But going to the point that you wanted to make. So this fridge is in the garage. Well, the first thing I'm going to do is open the doors and see how well it looks. Mold and mildew grows very, very fast in the fridge. So that's one of the first things you're going to look for, is how much mildew, if there is any at all. Have a nice twist. Okay, just open that door and have a nice twist through your nose and see if there's orders in that fridge, it will show up. And then if you like everything that you've seen and it's a beautiful fridge, the right make, and we can go on and, the right make that you know it's a good make, based on what we've talked so many times in our classes here. He said, do you mind if I plug this in to see if the light is working? And I'm like, oh, no. So now you plug that fridge into a socket or an outlet in the garage. And you let it run for a little while. You come in, look at the lights, look and say, okay, yeah. And then you go back, you unplug it and say, oh, I'm sorry. And you plug it right back in. Here is the beautiful test to see if that fridge is worth spending $100, $200, $300, what it is. Because if that compressor does not cycle off, now there's a number of things. If the compressor doesn't cycle off, either it's low on refrigerant, so there was no back pressure or front pressure, I guess, to a certain extent, on the high side of that system, or the compressor valves are so worn off that it doesn't really care about the front pressure. So therefore, it's almost like You know, it's a nice fridge, but I think I'm going to let it go. And that's the way I went to the customer's house and did my little test. And that compressor did not go click, 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 click. And don't be afraid, because they're designed to go click, 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 click when the power goes off or when you unplug it and plug it back in almost right away. Which brings me to another point, Vince. Anything that has a compressor in your house on an appliance, if perchance you disconnect it. Now, this is from your point, from our student's point. Let it relax for about 5 minutes. Even though that click, click is there to protect the compressor, but you are putting stress on that relay. You are putting stress on that compressor. So why, if it's your fridge and you decide to unplug it, let it kind of balance out, as we say it, for at least about 5 minutes before you plug it back in. So it doesn't go through that motions of click-clicking. Now, this is your fridge. You know it's working. It's just by coincidence it came out. That's why sometimes I wish there was something where if your power went off, you could literally shut the whole power for 5 minutes. Because do you know how many things try to start in a home after the power goes off and going click, click? You mean you got your fridge, maybe you have a freezer, maybe you have a dehumidifier. Air conditioners have a protective device, mostly by the thermostat. They will let things balance out for a certain amount of time. But and then that's what keeps me kind of busy. And it's sad because every time we have a power outage up here in the North Country, as I said, next day, oh, my fridge doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and that doesn't work. And it's kind of sad. The repair is simple, fast. Mostly is a relay, and as you've talked so many times, sometimes it's just a capacitor that has worked so hard within the certain amount of time that it's designed for, that it kind of just heats up and out. So the repair is not overly expensive. Okay, I would say no more than $200 to repair a relay and a fridge. But no, $200 is $200, and our class here is to save money. I think we saved about $2,000-$3,000 last Monday.
I'm thinking $200. I could buy a couple freezers for $200, maybe three. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Were you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made in America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at GCNlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
You know, I love Frank's story. Frank portraying Lieutenant Columbo when he's buying appliances. You know, Frank, Lieutenant Columbo, his first name was only used maybe once or twice in the entire multi-year series. And his first name was Frank. Did you know that? Frank Columbo.
No, I did.
Okay, so we have Frank Pacheco teaching in the front of the class as Frank Columbo today, talking about buying appliances. And the interesting thing is, what he said is absolutely right. So, class, when you have a refrigerator or a freezer or a dehumidifier or an air conditioning system, it's a pressurized system once the compressor starts turning. And there's built up pressure in it. And then if you shut that system off by unplugging it, or if there's a power failure, and then you try to restart it, now you're starting that compressor with built up pressure. And it's hard. It's like trying to start pedaling a bicycle from the middle of the hill. I mean, it's hard to do that. So that's what this compressor is trying to do. The electric motor that turns the compressor is having a tough time. And as Frank says, there's a relay in there that will cut off. It'll go click. The relay will click and shut the electricity off to the motor that drives the compressor when you're in a restart condition. Now, after 5 minutes or so, the pressures equalize in the system, and then it's easy for the compressor to restart. So what Frank is telling you to do is put that compressor under load and, you know, unplug it. Oh, most so sorry. And then plug it right back in. And if it continues just fine, the compressor is weak, or the refrigerant is low. Okay, that's a signal to don't buy it. It's exactly what you think, you might think.
The reverse.
You think it, the reverse, that, you know, if it starts up, that's great, it's working great. No, it means it's weak. And the same thing is true with an air compressor, like one that you might have in your garage to start, to inflate tires. So we have one, it's a 20-gallon roll-around by Sears, built in 1979. I paid $129 for it, brand new back then. And What was interesting about, no, it was before 79, maybe 73. And what happened is you plug it in and it would start right up. It was great. But now you plug it in and it'll start up and it'll build the tank up to about 120 pounds. But if you want it to start at, let's say, 80 pounds and build back up to 120, it won't do it. It won't do it because, not because the compressor's bad, but because the capacitor has failed. So in that case, all it needs is a new capacitor because the capacitor with an electric motor gets the motor turning. Well, it doesn't have enough strength to start the compressor head turning with a bad capacitor. That's another thing. So a capacitor is cheap. You know, $18 will probably get you a new capacitor, maybe even less than that. But if you're low on refrigerant, that means you have a leak. Because where did the refrigerant go? Right, Frank? Is that what that means?
We can go just a little bit more here with refrigerators. And plus, honestly, I mean, I've had a secondhand store, and I know all the tricks. And I'm not saying, like, if you have a fridge and you don't need it for whatever reason, and you want to sell it, and you want a bit of money on it. I mean, obviously, I was in the second-hand appliance repair business, and that's fine. What burns me, Vince, is when you're trying to put your problem into someone else and get money out of it. Because then I'm the one who's going to be called, especially going, oh, I just paid $200 for this fridge, and I look at it. And I said, well, you know, you need a new compressor, and that's going to be $400-$500 at that time. So I want our students to understand there's nothing wrong with selling something that you don't need it, but be fair. Be fair to our human race. The other thing about, I was just looking through our Facebook market here because unfortunately Greg's list kind of kaput. So like it or not, class. The Facebook market seems to be where everybody is posting stuff versus for free. And it's nice, I mean, because it gives you quite a bit of choices. So we have to let that Facebook, if you don't like Facebook concept, go out of your mind and use it for your benefit. Eh? So there's a lot of radio stations, but we're listening to this one because it's informative and so on and so forth. But I'm laughing at my Facebook thing because it's showing the inside, it's showing the shelves, it's showing this, which is all fine. But for our students, what you want to do is take a peek underneath the grill. See how that fridge was been taking care of it. If you see a lot of lint there, that customer, that person had no, like, there was nothing there to keep that fridge working reasonably nice. And then, in the back, just say you want to look at it, just take a couple of screws off, and you're going to look what we call a processing tube. A processing tube is something that we in the industry put on to add refrigerant if there is a small leak in the system. There's a component that we add to it because the ozone, the laws up here in Canada are pretty strict against the ozone depletion, which it's a whole different story we can talk about. But there is chemicals that line the inside of these coils that can stop a pinhole leak. But see, that would be a great.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.